Paul Sabatino.
Yes.
With Roland Smith.
Thank you.
Yes, and welcome back. And here we are. Roland, a couple of weeks ago, I talked to the issue about men taking care of themselves, if you remember.
I do.
And I saw this particular article. It's been repeated a number of times about women have different symptoms when they're having difficulty with their heart. Okay? And these, I'm going to bring this up to women's attention. It's something you should be paying attention. It's different from men. Different from men in many different ways. Tingling down one or both arms or legs is one of the issues. We both have that as men and women. Nausea and vomiting. Apparently, women who are experiencing a heart problem do that more often than men do. Okay? Nausea and vomiting. Something to be aware of. If you happen to have a stomach problem, that may be an issue, but if it continues with shortness of breath, you should go to the doctor without question. And that's the next one, shortness of breath and a racing heart. If your heart is racing up and down, you're slow, and all of a sudden you can feel it, and I've had that problem, and I have high blood pressure, you should at least consult with your doctor to find out why that's going on. Okay? In my case, it was drinking caffeinated coffee, and that had to stop, and it did. Okay? Jaw pain. We all have that sometimes, but if you have a problem where it is a pain that is constant in your mouth and it's not your teeth, it's something you should be talking to your doctor about once again. Jaw, because it happens to have the elements where your body with oxygen and blood, it's not flowing properly. And it seems to affect that part of your brain.
Is that for both men and women or
that
just women?
That is for both men and women, but okay. It happens more often with women as opposed to men. Dizziness and lightheadedness is more a woman's feature than is a man's feature. Dizziness and lightheadedness, okay? You feel a bit lightheaded, you're not sure. Again, these should be checked if they do not go away. And people understand the term do not go away means a couple of days in a row you're feeling this way, go to your doctor, mm-hmm. Okay?
Yep.
Extreme fatigue is another one. Extreme fatigue happens more often with women than it does with men. And it can be caused by a number of reasons, but extreme fatigue is not necessarily just shortness of breath, where you go out and you do things and you're very tired all of a sudden, okay? We just want to sit down. If that persists, find out why. It can be your heart. Okay? Doesn't necessarily mean it is, but it can be your heart.
Well, you know, there are a number of issues that one should check, whether you're male and or female, when you have heart problems. And as I recall, heat can cause you to have some heart problems.
Yes.
Extreme heat, like, you know, high temperatures, etc.
That's correct.
Fatigue.
Yes.
Nicotine.
Yes.
Caffeine, as you mentioned.
Yes.
And tension.
And the nicotine thing, the smoking thing, of course, I lost my entire adult family due to smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone who died, some lived a later life, died with smoke-related illness, and it was congestive heart failure for most of them because they were smokers, and we could not get them to stop. And that was the generation of smoking. We've gotten away from that, thank goodness.
Boy, how true. I was a heavy smoker at one time.
When you told me that, I did not know that when you first mentioned that some years ago.
Yeah, I probably once smoked two or three packs a day and enjoyed every single one of them,
I'm sure
I recall. But that was what you did in those days. I'm talking about I started smoking in 1960, and I gave it up in 1980.
Well, the operative word there is don't, whether you're a man or a woman. But listen to these things and go to your doctor. Get your blood work up. A simple CBC blood work up will determine a number of things, and it can determine if you're having some heart problems. Okay? Just do it. It's simple. It's basic. And it won't hurt you, ladies and gentlemen, particularly for you ladies. And I know that because some of you are working mothers. Having children, it's not easy.
And just that's your advice for Valentine's Day.
There you are.
Your heart.
Very good.
See?
Oh, my gosh. You're
it's amazing.
You're a Cupid behind the walls.
Don't forget to send your honeys a nice little Valentine.
There you
card.
Go. Please, please, gentlemen. And good advice to them, too. Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith, also good advice. We're back. Please, stay with us.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
His gold shoes were as unforgettable as his four Olympic gold medals. He made history at the 96 Games by winning both the 200 and 400 meter races.
Michael Johnson is in front. They're in the home straight away. He's got it. World record Superman flies again.
So where is Michael Johnson now? Michael's training center in Dallas is an official training partner of the Cowboys, Stars, and FC Dallas. He's a motivational speaker, and he wrote a book called Gold Rush. In 2010, Michael was a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice. And who can forget the commercials he did for Nike?
I was running in my Arizona Spiridons and heard this little girl say, "Mommy, why is that man all blurry? Why can't people see the real me?"
Because you're just too dang fast, Mike. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you want to change the way you're feeling? Well, just change your facial expression. Here's the brain science of it. If you want to change the way you're feeling, then change your facial expression and fake what you want to feel. The brain doesn't know the difference. Officially referred to as the facial feedback hypothesis, there's a relationship between facial expressions and emotional arousal. Actors are told to act happy or sad. Their brain chemistry changes to reflect their acting. What's the cheap psychological trick? You want to feel better? Then smile. Don't feel like smiling? Then hold a pencil or a pen longitudinally between your teeth. This activates the same facial muscles as a real smile. The simple act of holding a pencil between your teeth tricks your brain into smiling, and guess what? Your whole entire mood improves. Got a question? You can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.